Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a story of Murari Gupta's staunch faith in Lord Ramachandra. This is taken from Madhya Lila, chapter 15, verse 137 through 157. Does anyone know who Murari Gupta is? Hanuman. Does he have any other identity? He has another identity also. I can't remember. I think he's a coward boy or a sucky or something. He also has a sucky roop. Does anyone know? Manjari? Murari Gupta? I've read somewhere also. He's Hanuman. We hear that. In Ayodhya, he's Hanuman. He's an evasion, an expansion of Hanuman, Murari Gupta. But I think he also has a sucky roop. Have you ever heard? I heard once. Because many of these parishads, they have multiple roops per the desire of the Lord for service. Just like there's Garuda Pandit, and Gaura Lila, and then, what's it? Garuda Pandit is Sridham Sakha, and Sridham is also Garuda. So Garuda Pandit is in Gaura Lila as a Kaishora Brahmin. It's also Sridham. And Sridham is Radharani's brother. And then in Vaikuntha, he's Garud, the Viman, or carrier of Lord Narayan. So this is possible. This is explained in Jiva Dharma. As the Lord can expand in unlimited forms, his various amshas can also expand in unlimited forms to serve him. Jiva Shakti, which is also his Shakti, per the desire or will of the Lord, can also expand in unlimited forms to serve the Lord. Text 137. Murari Guptere Prabhu Kari Alingan Tanra Bhakti Nishta Kahin Shuni Bhaktagan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Murari Gupta and began to speak about his firm faith and devotional service. This was heard by all the devotees. This is a very nice scene here, and I believe this is in Navadvip, in Mayapur, maybe in Srivasa's house. I can't remember just now. But he's speaking to different devotees. So it says, Alingana, Prabhu Alingana, Lingana. So he embraced Murari Gupta, and then he talked about his Bhakti Nishta. Bhakti Nishta Kahina Shuni Bhaktagan. So Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to glorify Murari Gupta's nishchita bhakti, his firmness and steadiness in devotional practices, to all the other devotees. As I often mention, one of the principles in management is someone is engaged in managing people or devotees. They have this principle, they say, praise in public, chastise in private. It's a very nice principle. Generally, we chastise in public and never praise at all. Temple commander are very good at this. And that really pinches the ego of the person who's chastised, and of course it inflates the ego of the person who chastises. But this is very insensitive and unsympathetic to the emotional development of the person that you're chastising. Because the same effect can be brought about, but in private. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was an exemplar of the perfect principles of behavior. He was the ideal devotee. That example he showed as the Bhakta avatar. He showed how to be the perfect devotee in preaching, and preaching and behavior. These are the two sides of the coin of a Gaudiya Vaishnava. A Gaudiya Vaishnava is an ideal gentleman, perfectly behaved. It's called achar, sadachar. The behavior of eternal behavior, flawless behavior, perfect behavior, pure behavior, saintly behavior, sadachar, as opposed to durachar. Durachar, durajana. Durachar means bad behavior, improper behavior, immoral behavior. So he is sadachar, very good behavior. That's one side of the coin of a Gaudiya Vaishnava. And the other side is his prachar, achar and prachar. And then there's also pickle. How do you say pickle? Achar? Then pickle is what you eat, what's between the coin. There's achar, prachar, and achar. Achar or whatever. There's pickle. Lemon pickle, mango pickle. That may or may not be part of the Gaudiya Vaishnava's characteristics. But definitely he has very good behavior and he preaches. Sanatan Goswami, when he was associating together with Haridas and Puri, they lived together in Siddhabokul. Sanatan Goswami lived there for 1 year before coming to Brajadham. And he noticed very minutely the activities of Haridas Thakur. And he observed and commented quite accurately that, Haridas, I'm very impressed with your devotional traits because I've observed clearly myself that you behave very nicely. And you also preach very nicely. And other people in our Gaudiya fold, some behave very nicely, but they don't preach. Maybe bhajanandis or timid or shy or not much interested. They're only interested in personal development. So they behave very nicely. They're gentlemen. They're gentle people, respectful, kind, tolerant, submissive, humble. But they're not very much karuna, not much so compassionate for others. So some Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they behave very nicely, but they don't preach. And other Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they preach, and they're very vigorous in preaching, and very energetic, but they don't behave very nicely. They are rough around the edges. Are really rough. So Sanatana Goswami said, Haridas, but you are the exemplar of both qualities, achar and prachar. Your achar is very good, your behavior is very good. And your preaching is very exemplary and very full of compassion and proper siddhanta and concern for the conditioned souls. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also showing the ideal of behavior. His behavior is perfect and ideal. So he's glorifying in Bhaktagan, Shune Bhaktagan, Murari Gupta Bhakti Nishta. What is the steadiness. Listen all the bhaktas, listen all devotees, listen to the great quality of Murari Gupta's devotion. The sterling quality of his bhakti. Purveyami inhare Hubhaila Bharabhar Parama Madhura Gupta Brajendra Kumar. Mahaprabhu said, previously I induced Murari Gupta again and again, Bharabhar, to be allured by Lord Krishna, Brajendra Nandan. I said to him, my dear Gupta, Brajendra Nandan is the supreme sweetness. Lobhaila. Lobhaila means lobe. Lobe means greed. Or he says here, induced to be allured. Allured means to enchant or to captivate, to attract. So Mahaprabhu, he tried to attract Murari Gupta to Brajendra Nandan, the beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj, who is romping and frolicking in the groves of Vrindavan, Brajendra Nandan. And this is the general preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, whomever he met. He tried to attract them to Brajendra Nandan because he was distributing Braj Bhakti in the four rasas, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, Madhura. So it says, Parama Madhura, Gupta, Brajendra Kumar, Brajendra Kumar, Brajendra Nandan. He said, Murari Gupta, you're always chanting, hey Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. Why don't you chant the name of Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Brajendra Nandan? He's so sweet. His name is sweet. His form is sweet. His Venu is sweet, his love is sweet. And Murari Gupta, he tried, But he couldn't take his mind away from Ram. He couldn't take his tongue away from Ram Nam. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I tried. Parama Madhura. No, there's no form of Godhead that is sweeter than Krishna. Ram has some sweetness. There's some sweetness sprinkled over his Aishwarya, his grandeur, his opulence, his maryada. His maryada sabhav, his nature of being law-abiding. He is the original upholder of the law. He is a representative of the rod of chastisement. Krishna says in the Gita, among punishers, I am the rod of chastisement or something. So Ram, this maryada purushottam, he is maryada. Maryada purushottam means the Lord of Law and Order. He's the original Herbert Hoover, the original FBI, the Lord of Law and Order. We have to restore law and order to this world. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam. So he's maryada, rules and regulations, vidhi. Play it by the rules. The rules are important. Love is not important. Relationships, loving relationships are not important to Ram, but rule is, law is. Oh, Adobe and the king and Ayodhya is insinuating that my wife Sita is not chaste, that she stayed in the house of another man. Oh, then ciao, goodbye Sita. And she's pregnant with love and Kush. And she was abandoned, sent to the forest by Ram because he was such an upholder of law. Oh, Adobe, a washerman, he's speaking badly about me in connection with his wife, the infidelity of his wife. He's saying, oh, when his wife came home after spending the night in some man's house, then Adobe said, oh, you think I'm like Ram? The washerman said to his wife, you think I'm like Ram, that I'll accept you back after you spent the night in another man's house? And Ram heard this in disguise, and he said, oh, this is the public, lokvichara, the vox populi is against me. They're insinuating. Then let me serve the vox populi. Let me uphold the law and order of the king. Let me uphold the name and fame of the king and forget about my wife. So here's an example of, in love there's no rules, in rules there's no love. So this maryada, there's some love, but it's called crippled love. It begins with an S, I can't remember the term right now. Shankula or something. Shankula or something. It means that the love is crippled, it's reduced. There's some love obviously there, but nothing like Krishna. So you can't call Ram Leela or Ram's dealings Paramamadur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying Paramamadur Brajendra Nandan. So I try to attract this worshipper of Maryada Purushottam to the worship. I try to induce him, Lobhaila. Lobhaila Bharabhar. Again and again, I try to make him greedy for Krishna. I try to create greed in his heart by my speaking, by my chanting, by my blessings. I try to create greed and attraction and allure him away from Maryada Purushottam to Madhurya Leela Purushottam. Krishna is known as Leela Purushottam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Prem Purushottam, the supreme personality of sweetness and Leela. Leela means sweetness. Leela. La means to accept, and Li means alingata. To accept the embrace. Leela. La means lelo or la, to accept, and Li means alingata, embrace. So that Lord who is always embracing his devotees in a sweet, loving embrace, sweetly embracing his loving coward boys, that's Leela, Sakhi Leela, friendship. Then sweetly embracing his mother and father, Nanda Baba and Yashoda, that's also Leela, sweetly embracing his beloved mother and father. That's Vatsalya Bhav, parental love. And sweetly embracing Radharani and the other gopis, and that's Madhurya Leela. Conjugal love, prema lingata. So this is Krishna. He is the sweetest form of Godhead. And not only not only is he the sweetest form, but that form is the param. It's called the paravasta. Paravasta avatar, the topmost form of the Lord, Swayam. Swayam Bhagavan. So he's saying, Murari, listen, isn't Krishna sweet? Hear about his hear my descriptions of him. Hear about his Madhurya Leela. Hear about his Madhurya Prem. Hear about his Madhurya Rupam. Hear his Madhurya Venam. Leela Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya. Aren't you attracted? Aren't you enchanted? And Murari Gupta was saying, well, it sounds very good, but Ram, 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 Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya 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 Ram. Ramchandra Bhagavan ki jai. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sarvamshi Sarvashray Vishuddha Nirmala Prem Sarva Rasamai. First, in the introduction to this Leela of Murari Gupta, what is the title of this Leela? About Murari Gupta? I forget what I said. Do you remember? This story is about Murari Gupta's staunch or strong faith in Lord Ramchandra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduces the story by saying, again and again I tried to induce or encourage Murari Gupta to take up the worship of Parama Madhura. Parma Madhura Leela Purushottam Rajendra Nandan Krishna. So he's saying that. Then naturally, if you're curious and if you're absorbed and if you're into the story, if you're sitting there and listening to, you're sitting there seeing the face and you're seeing Murari Gupta and you're seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you're hearing Lord Chaitanya speak about Murari Gupta, then naturally you'll think, well, Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, what did you say? How did you try to allure Murari Gupta to the worship of Krishna? What did you say? How did you act? This is a natural question that would come up in the mind. So then, all the story here is being narrated. So then you're saying, well, what did you tell Murari Gupta? How did you induce him? How did you create greed in him? For example, if you have some bachelor friend, he's not married. And you have another friend who has a sister, and you want to induce that bachelor friend to become interested in that sister of your friend. So you go to your bachelor and say, "Oh, my friend has a sister, and she's marriageable age." And then the friend says, "Yes. Well, can you tell me more?" Well, she's like this and like this and like that and like this, and then he starts describing. To try to allure you or increase your attraction to that sister of your friend, to maybe possibly incite in you a desire to marry that girl, since you're a bachelor, unmarried. And then as you hear more description, you'll say, maybe I should meet this person, right? Or otherwise you say, oh, not my type, no thanks. So now, what does Lord Chaitanya say to try to induce or attract Murari Gupta to upgrade, let's say, upgrade his worship from Maryada to Madhura? He's worshiping Maryada Bhagavan Ram, and Mahaprabhu is trying to incite him to worship Madhura Bhagavan. Madhura, not only Madhura, Parama Madhura Bhagavan. He's trying to incite him to do that. So he says, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sarvamshi Sarvashray Vishuddha Nirmal Prem Sarva Rasamai. He says, listen, Murari Gupta, do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand the Parama Madhura? Do you know about this Krishna? Krishna is a Swayam Bhagavan. Your Rama is Bhagavan. He's Bhagavan Ramachandra, Bhagavan Narayan, Bhagavan Vaman. But our Krishna, this Parama Madhura Krishna, he's like this. He's Swayam Bhagavan. And he's the origin of all incarnations, Sarva Avatari. All the incarnations, including your Ram, including your Maryada, they are simply Amshis. Amshas, they are Amshis of him. He's a Sarva Avatari. He's a source of Ram and the Sringa. All the avatars are expansions of him, and they're all within him. Whenever you come to this world, they're all within. All the avatars are within Mahaprabhu, who is Purna Bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Purna Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, and so is Krishna. So all the avatars are within him. And did you know that Krishna is pure transcendental love itself, Vishuddha Prem? He's saying Vishuddha Nirmal Prem. Nirmal, there's no dirt, there's no contamination, there's no mixture in this love of Krishna and Krishna's devotees for Krishna. He is pure transcendental love itself. And Krishna is Rasamai, Sarva Rasamai. He is made of all rasas. All rasas are there. He is a reservoir of all pleasure. Prabhupada translates this. Sarva Rasamai. Rasamai means Ram has some rasas. He has 2.5 rasas, Shantadasa and half of Madhurya. But where is the Vatsalya ras? It's some little bit Vatsalya ras. And where is the some little bit of Vatsalya ras with his mother? Not much. And there's some little bit of Sakiras with Sugriv. Sugriv, he had some friendship, and Vibhishan, but it's very limited. It can't compare to the Shuddha, or Vishuddha Sakiras of Krishna Vrindavan. Coward boys climbing on his back, having chicken fights, water fights, eating food out of each other's mouth. The coward boys of Vrindavan, they feel that we are equal to Krishna, we're more than Krishna. Krishna, you're not a big man, I'm a big man. I'm Subal. See these arms? So many times I defeated you in wrestling. Why are you boasting and walking around with a puffed up chest? Just because the gopis are there, you're saying, yes, I'm such a great wrestler. Just step aside here in this under these group of trees when the gopis aren't looking and I'll pin you in a second. So this is the point that Krishna, the coward boys, not only are they equal to Krishna, but they think and act that they're greater than Krishna. Well, this is a Vishuddha Prem. So this type, so basically Acharyas say in Ayodhya there's 2.5 rasas, like Vaikuntha. So you can't say, Ram cannot say. In terms of, if you take it on the terms of Tattva, or Siddhanta, say Siddhanta, Ram, Narayan, Vishnu, the Das Avatar, they're all what they call Vishnu Tattva. They're all transcendental forms of Bhagavan, or God. They're all God. But then when you take in terms of Rasa Tattva, there's oneness in Siddhanta, but difference in Ras. And this is the speciality, or the Vishesh Gun, the special quality of Krishna, is this Sarva Rasamai, all rasas. He's the emporium of ras. Akila Rasamurti Sindhu. Akila Rasamurti Sindhu. He's an ocean of unlimited forms of rasa. Krishna. This term is only used for Krishna. He has Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Madhurya, and he has Swakya, and he has Parakya, lawful wedded love with the queens of Dwarka, and unlawful paramour love with the gopis of Vrindavan. All the features and aspects of love are expressed and contained within Krishna. So when any devotee from any level approaches other forms of Godhead, they find insufficiency there. They find incompleteness there. They cannot get their desire fulfilled. So therefore, those forms of Godhead, Ram, etc., they say, Vamana Dev, Ram, etc., they say, listen, I can't help you, but Krishna can. My bank account's a little less. You better go to Bill Gates. If you want to draw this from me, you can't draw this capital from me. I don't have it in my stock. But I give you a blessing. You can come and Dwapara Yuga when Krishna's here and get your desire fulfilled. So in the scriptures like Gargasamhita and others, Gargasamhita has 2 or 3 chapters that explain 20 different categories of women who became gopis in Braj Leela. The the Kanyas of Mithila. Mithila is in North Bihar on the border of Nepal. And it's the birthplace of Janaki Suta, Sita, the daughter of Janak Maharaj. Or Janaki, her name is Janaki, or Janaka Suta. The daughter of Sita Devi, she's born there. And so when Ram went there for the Swayambhara, then there were so many Kanyas, the virgins there, and they saw Ram, and they said, Oh, Ram. I wish it was me, but my number didn't come up. So they had so much desire, conjugal desire for Ram. So then he blessed them. He said, well, I really can't help you, but my brother can. My brother God can. My other brother, my other form, my original form. Krishna can help you. So then they all took birth in Braj and became gopis. And the devis and the heavenly planets were always watching the rasa dance. And the shrutis were writing about these things. They became attracted by hearing about them and they became gopis. Gayatri Ma became gopi. So many other personalities. And Vamanadeva, this is in, of course, Satyuga, Vaman avatar. And Satyuga, when Vaman bound Bali Maharaj, then his daughter, his sister, Bali Maharaj's sister, Ratnamala, I think her name is Ratnamala, she was very much attracted to Vaman. I think he was a cute boy, and she had a desire to suckle him on her breast, some motherly feeling. But when her brother was bound by the Nagapasha Vaman, then she became furiously envious and angry. She said, oh, this rascal, how can he humiliate my brother like that? He's the king of the world. And he's defeated Indra, and he's so powerful. And now this little boy is tying him up with snakes, Nagapasha, and putting his foot on his head. What is this? I want to kill him. So her motherly desires are mixed with desires to kill him. So then she came into this. So Vamanadeva understood all that. Yes, you want to be my mother. Yes, you can be my mother. And yes, you want to kill me. And you can also kill me. Or at least you can try. So then Ratnamala became Putana. So everything was adjusted. Religion means proper. One definition of religion given by a Gaudiya Acharya is religion means constant adjustment of the environment in relation to Krishna. Religion means constant adjustment of the environment in relation to Krishna. So Krishna, he adjusts everyone. Constant adjustment of the environment in relation to Krishna. It's actually Prabhupada's Shiksha Guru. Prabhupada's Shiksha Guru Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami of Koladweep and Navadweep, he made this statement. He's quite a profound speaker. Religion means proper adjustment with the environment. So that means the environment's always changing, so you have to adjust the environment in relation to Krishna. So Krishna, Swami Bhagavan Krishna, Sarva Rasamaya Krishna, he adjusts everyone. He adjusts the environment of everyone. The internal environment of everyone, of every form of bhakta or every form of person that approaches Bhagavan is adjusted, and he accommodates them. He is the all-accommodating form of Godhead. Anyone who approaches Krishna, he goes away satisfied. Or he doesn't go away, actually. He stays. So this is the speciality of Krishna. So now, Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's explaining, he says, listen, everybody. Are you there? Are you sitting here and with Murari Gupta and Lord Chaitanya are listening? And he's saying, listen, I try to induce and enchant and allure Murari Gupta to worship Parama Madhura Brajendra Nandan instead of worshiping Maryada Purushottam Ram. And in order to attract him or to allure him, I was explaining to him, do you know that Krishna is Sarva Rasamaya? He's full of all rasas. And do you know that he's Swayam Bhagavan, and he's Sarva Avatari, and he's Sarva Amshi, that everyone else is just a part of him. And then what else did I tell Murari? Do you want to hear what else I told Murari in trying to enchant him? I said, Sakala Sadguna Brinda Ratna Ratnakar Vidagda Chatura Dhira Rasika Shekhar. Listen, Murari, not only that, but Krishna is a reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Sakala means sub, sakal. Sakala sadguna. Sadguna becomes sadguna. All transcendental qualities. Krishna is a ratna ratnakar. Brinda ratna ratnakara. Brinda means a group of, or it can also mean mine. He's a mine or a group of, a treasury of, he's a mine of gems, ratna ratnakar. And he's Vidagdha. He's very, very clever and intelligent. Vidagdha. And he's Chatur. Vidagdha Chatura Dhira Rasika Shekhar. He's expert at everything. He's very clever. He's very intelligent. And he's sober. And he's the summit of all transcendental humors. Says Rasika Shekhar, that he's the emperor of all rasas. Shekhar, like we say in the temple, in the mandir, the top of the mandir is called Shikara, the dome. We say dome. There's a dome above a temple and then a chakra. That's called a Shikara. So it also in Bengali is Shekhara. He's the topmost. He's the crown of all rasikas, those who relish ras and experience the topmost taste and love, divine love, are known as rasikas. And maybe Rasika Vaishnavas or Rasika Bhaktas. But he's Rasika Shekhara. No one is equal to him or better or top above him in terms of relishing ras and relishing the flavors and mellows of love and exchanges than Krishna. And when it says Dhira, it just says sober. But this means this indicates the four types of Nayak Bhav. Four types of the mood or feelings of a hero. There's Dhir Prashant, Dhir Lalita, Dhirodatta, and Dhirodatta, which are explained in Nectar Devotion, describing Krishna's character as being carefree, playful, controlled by his lovers, and these different. So this is Dhira. So he's all these. In other words, Murari, listen, I am trying to allure you and entice you and attract you to worship Parama Madhura Brajendra Nandan. See all the wonderful things, all the qualities he has, and all the talents and abilities that he has. Aren't you attracted? Aren't you enticed? Aren't you interested to leave your girlfriend and go to this one? To leave your Ram and go to Maheshwadev? And what else did I say to Murari Gupta? If that wasn't enough to convince him and convert him and elevate him and attract him, then I went on and I said more. I said, Madhura Charita Krishnera Madhura Vilas Chaturya Vidagdya Kare Janra Lila Vras. Krishna's character is very sweet, Madhura Charitra. And his pastimes are melodious, Madhura Vilas. Right? Lila Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya. So his Charitra, his character is very, very sweet. Madhura Charitra. Then Madhura Vilas. Vilas means his romantic exploits, or his intimate exchanges with his loving devotees, his Madhura Vilas, and Chaturya Vaidagya. And he is expert in intelligence, and he enjoys all his pastimes and mellows. Then what did I say? Then, say Krishna Bhajat to me, how Krishna Shraya, Krishna Vina Anya Upasana, Mani Nahi Laya. I then asked Murari Gupta, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja, like he said, Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Krishna Ashraya, take shelter of Krishna, Krishna Bina Anya Upasana, Upasana means worship, method of worship, being near, Upasana, Anya, other than worship of Krishna, Bina, there's nothing else, except the service of Krishna, nothing else appeals to the mind. Krishna bina anyopasana mane nahilaya. Nothing can appeal. This is the clincher. It's called the clincher, the closing line, the bottom line. Listen, I've told you all these things. Now you must be convinced. Now accept it. This is the conclusion. This is called signing the contract. You tell everything about the product. You say, well, does this and does that. Okay, sign on the dotted line. It's called closing the deal, selling the product. So you understand, Murari Gupta, Krishna's like this. He's Parama Madhura. I said he's Parama Madhura, Virginia Nandan. Here's all the reasons. Rasamai, Sarvavatari, Rasika Shekhar, etc., etc. These are all definitions of the uniqueness of Krishna. Sometimes people want to say, oh, what's the difference between all, it's all one. All forms of Godhead are the same. Vishnu, Narayan, Ram, Krishna, it's all different names of Bhagavan. God is one. God is one. Vishnu is one. What is this? You, Hare Krishnas, you think, oh, you think you're the best. Then the Ram Bhaktas say they're the best, and Vishnu Bhaktas say they're the best, and Shiva Bhaktas say they're the best. So what? It's all the luffra. It's all everyone's arguing, Kali's influence. No, these are the hard facts. The hard facts given by Bhagavan himself. Just make the list. Make the list. Rasamaya, Sarvamshi, Sarvavatari, Rasika Shekhar, Madhura Charita, Madhura Vilas, Vidagda, Lila, Jenner Lila Ras. And list all these qualities. Sakala Sadgun, Ratna Ratnakar. List all those on one side, then bring your competitors. So, you know, you have your competitors. So bring all competitors. Bring forth Ram. Bring your Ram Bhagavan, your Bhagavan Ram, Narayan, Vishnu. And match them up. Put them on the scale. Weigh them. Measure them. Check their height, their weight, their biceps. How big is their biceps? Their punch. How long is their arm? How fast can they kick? And you'll see, in a very specific way, these are the reasons why we worship Swayam Bhagavan. This is why Krishna is the Swayam, the original form of Godhead. All these things. Is he Ram Rasika Shekhar? Is he Sakala Sadgun? Is he Dhira Lalita Dhira Prashant? Is he all these things? All these characteristics. So these are the Lakshana, Srup Lakshana, Tatastha Lakshana, primary and secondary characteristics which define an object. Every object, every single object has Srup Lakshana and the Tatastha Lakshana, primary and secondary characteristics, whether it's a table or whether it's Godhead or whatever. So by all these specific characteristics, you can see that Bhagavan Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not God Consciousness. God-specific form of Bhagavan, topmost Bhagavan. So we're worshipping the champ. Krishna's the champ. And we're the chump. At least I'm the chump. But we're worshipping the champion Godhead, the champion form of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So we can be proud of Krishna. And we can be proud of our guru. And we have no pride for ourselves. Because we have nothing to be proud of. Our pride can be that we have the shelter and the service of such a wonderful form of Godhead. That can be our pride. But at the same time, we don't show it. We don't advertise. We just know it. Like a rich man, someone who's an ati kurpati, whatever they call it, rubber pati or whatever, rubber band or whatever they call it. What do you call the guy? Arab pati? Arab, there's kurpati, then a guy that has lots of lakhs, he's a kurpati, and someone has hundreds and hundreds of crores, he's an Arab. Arab, rather, I would say Arab. Arab, but in India they say Arab Pati, the father, Pati, the father of the Lord of Crores, Arab Pati, or say Arab. and he doesn't have to go around saying, do you know I'm rich? You know, I'm really rich. He doesn't have to impress anybody. He knows he's rich, and he knows it, and he doesn't have to tell anybody. Everybody else writes about how rich he is, and everybody's always writing articles and putting pictures in Forbes magazine and Fortune 500 and this and that. He's not writing them a letter. Oh, do you know that I'm rich? You should put my name in your magazine also. Don't you know I have 50,000 crores or 50 million zillion dollars? He doesn't have to say, can you put my life story in your magazine? They're beating down the door. They're putting the story in even without asking him. So the same thing. We know we're worshiping the topmost form of Godhead. We're convinced by Shastra, by realization, experience, and all this Praman. So we don't have to go and say, oh, you know, your form of Godhead is not so great. We have the best. We have the biggest and the baddest Big Daddy Bhagavan. We have Super Daddy, Super Bhagavan. And you're a small-timer with Ram. We're self-satisfied. If they're interested and curious, Tadvidi Pranipatena Paripashnena Sevya, if they're approaching humbly with inquisition and submission, then we can illuminate them to the actual tattva. What is the Siddhanta, Vedic Siddhanta, or Gaudiya Siddhanta? Gaudiya Siddhanta, or is it Vedanta also? This is actually Vedanta. Krishna himself is saying in Gita, Vedascha Savera Ham Eva Vedyo, Vedanta Krid Veda Vedeva Chaham. He says, this is the Vedanta. I am the compiler of Vedanta. I am the ant. I am the end of Veda. The end of Veda is Bhakti. And the end of Bhakti is Prema Bhakti. And the end of Prema Bhakti is Braja Bhakti. And the end of Braja Bhakti, the topmost expression of Braja Bhakti is Gopika Bhakti. And the topmost expression of Gopi Bhakti is Radhika Bhakti. And the topmost expression of devotion of Radhika is Ulas Rati, Bhavalas Rati. Bhavalas Rati means the Mandri Bhav, Mandri Srup Upasana. Manjri Srupupasana. worshipping Srimati Radharani in the mood of love and assisting her in her divine pastimes with Krishna and Madhura Ras, Parakiya Madhurya Bhav. This is the topmost expression of bhakti, which is the topmost expression of Veda. So this is Vedanta Krit Veda Vedevacham. Krishna is telling in Gita 15th chapter, 15th verse. Sarvasya chaham ridisane vishto matasmatir gyanam apohanam cha videshtra savamaham eva vidyo vedanta krit veda vedevacham. So I told all this Siddhanta, I tried to convince Murari Gupta, I am Brajendranandan Krishna, I am Radharani, and I tried to convince him and enchant him and allure him to worship the Parama Madhura Bhagavan Sri Nandanandan. And I said, okay, you've heard all these things, now surrender. Vajra Krishna, Krishna Shraya, Krishna Veena, there's no other Upasana. Listen, Murari, worship Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna. But for his service, nothing else appeals to the mind. Don't you want your mind to be happy? Then, E mata bara bara shunya vachan, amara gorave kichu pire gelaman. In this way, Murari Gupta heard from me again and again, shunya vachan, my vacha, my words. By my influence, his mind was a little converted. A little. Not much. Kichu Piri. Means his mind was a little bit transformed. So now we hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's side. Now we want to hear from Murari Gupta. You're sitting there, okay. You're watching the TV, right? The screen's on the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the camera, and you're seeing him speak. And then sometimes it pans over to Murari Gupta. What is his expression as Lord Chaitanya is speaking? Murari Gupta's like this. Then there's different cameras. There's one camera on Murari Gupta, one camera. And then one camera on the devotees sitting around listening. The Bhaktagon, because all the Bhaktagon was there. Many devotees, but the main character, the two leading characters in this play, or this drama, are Murari Gupta and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's so many cast of extras, the Bhaktagon. So there's one camera filming the Bhaktagon, and they're all going, looking at Murari Gupta's face, see what he has, and what Lord Chaitanya, and then we're watching. Now the camera makes close up to Murari Gupta. Now what's Murari Gupta going to say? Now everyone's all ears. Oh, now the defense. We heard the state, now we hear the defense. The state versus Murari Gupta. Amare kahina ami, tomara kinkar, tomara agyakari ami, nahi. Swantantara. He says, Ami Tomara Kinkara. Remember Kinkara? We're discussing this. It's coming up right now. Kinkara Bhav. Ami Tomara Kinkara. Mahaprabhu. Ami, I am. Tomara, your Kinkara. I am your servant. And your order carrier. Your Tomara Agyakari. Agya means your order. Agyan or Agya. Agyakari. I'm your order carrier. Whatever you say, whatever you order, I must do. I'm your servant. Krishnara Nichidas. Ami nahi swatantara. We say in Hindi swatantara. I am not independent. A servant is not independent of his master. Whatever the master orders, the servant must comply and surrender and carry out. Eta bali gare gela. Chinti Ratri Kale, Raghunatha Tyaga Chintai, Haila Vikale. Now the camera goes back. Murari Gupta made his statement, and everyone's looking at Murari Gupta. Now the next camera pans in on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he speaks. After this, because this story is being narrated by Lord Chaitanya, after this, Murari Gupta went home and spent the whole night thinking how could he give up the association of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and worship Parama Madhura Brajendranandan. Thus he was overwhelmed. Vikale means overwhelmed. Tyaga Chintaya. Chinta, he was very disturbed. How can I give up the worship of my Ishtadev, my lifelong Ishtadev Raghunath, the Lord of the Raghu dynasty, Ramachandra? How can I give him up and do Krishna Bhajan? and Krishna Shraya. The Lord is asking me, and I'm Swatantra. Anahi Swatantra. I'm not independent. And I am Kinkar of Lord Chaitanya. But how can I do this? I'm in great dilemma. I'm very disturbed. So tomorrow, we'll find out what happened. Rari Gupta Ki.